Get ready for an all-new Hardline segment. It's time to step into the snake pit. And now, with something completely over the top,
you can just bring it down.
The
and
host
talk
and
over
star
it.
Of the
you can
snake
just pull it all the way down.
Yeah. EA, just sponsor.
Sponsor.
Twin Peaks.
All right. There, good job, EA. I mean, it's,
so much
EA.
Joy.
EA. All right. So we do this every year at the end of the year. This year is no different, where we will determine what is the most impactful death of 2025, with the caveat...
2024.
Sorry, yeah. What did I say?
It's okay.
All right.
We're all flustered.
With the caveat, there are still 20 days left, so anything could change this. This is as of right now.
We're voting on death of the year.
Yeah. You understand that, Dave?
Yes.
Okay. Death of the year.
Not death like the most spectacular death, but the prominence of the person who died.
Yes.
The most
not,
important death.
Yes. I do not want your biases to manipulate how you vote on this.
Not on this show.
I do not want you, because you like sports, to give it all sports people.
Well, you're looking at me.
Because I'm looking at you. I need you to recognize...
Sports people matter more.
...the largesse of all of these candidates and judge them accordingly, if that makes sense. So what I'm looking for out of you guys when I give you these names... Dave, are you understanding this?
Yes.
Okay. I need, out of these 20 names, which I have personally put together, of the deaths, thanks to Jay King...
You personally, through your yuck monkey...
Yes. Yeah, he helped. He helped. I need your five, best five, all right, most impactful five. All right, so we're starting in January deaths all the way to the latest death.
Okay, chronological.
Chronological indeed. Get your pens ready. Carl Weathers, Toby Keith, and if you thought that, man, there really weren't that many big names that hit us this year, O.J. Simpson, the Allman Brothers, Dickie Betts, Bill Walton, Jerry West,
sports.
Willie Mays,
sports.
Donald Sutherland, Shannon Doherty, Bob Newhart, Richard Simmons.
Jeez, dude.
I know. Lou Dobbs, Phil Donahue, James Earl Jones, Chris Christopherson, Pete Rose. Dude, these names are huge. Fernando Valenzuela, Phil Lesh, Liam Payne, Terry Garr, and Quincy Jones. So again, I had forgotten that half of these people died this year, and looking back at it, with any sort of unbiased opinion, I couldn't believe how many heavy hitters there were. I mean, huge names in sports, huge names in music, huge names in pop culture. We didn't have any, like, dynamo political people die. But you have, you know, international flavor here. You kind of have it all. And I had an incredibly difficult time narrowing down the five that I felt made it. But I think in the end, I think that we'll have a few overlap. And the ones that we do have overlap, they will make it to the finals. And then we will have one vote to determine the biggest death. And by the way, guys, back there, I would love it if you would play as well. I don't know if you wrote anything down.
Got them all.
Okay. Are you prepared, Lando, with your list right now?
I think so.
Okay.
So I would go Quincy Jones... James Earl Jones, probably OJ, I guess.
Yeah.
I think Bill Walton has to be on there, and then I, man, this is tough. Willie Mays, I guess, would be my top five.
Okay.
Of course, Bob Newhart, I left him off, too. This is tough.
I know,
one.
I know. So my five, or I don't know, Jay, if you, did you do one?
I'm kind of putting mine in order right now.
Okay, all right, I'll give you mine, give you guys time. So my five are, and cross-reference these with yours, Lando, Willie Mays, O.J., Quincy Jones, James Earl Jones, and Bob Newhart.
Four out of the five.
Four out of five. The only one that I didn't have, you had Bill Walton, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, I left out Pete freaking Rose, the all-time hit king. But I feel that I couldn't put two baseball guys on there. Just didn't know if that was deserving.
That's arbitrary.
Enough. Well, I know, but it's
only America's pastime.
Your mom's America's pastime, too. All right, Dave, let's go yours. You're ready.
I've got... This is really hard, but I've got O.J., Pete Rose, James Earl Jones, Willie Mays, and I waffled between Quincy Jones and Kris Kristofferson, but I put Kristofferson in.
Okay, fair enough. Me leaving out Kris Kristofferson, it hurt, but I feel like these other guys were bigger in some way. Bob, do you have yours?
I do. I don't like it already. Willie Mays, Bob Newhart, Quincy Jones, and then I get stuck. I think the last two have to be James Earl and O.J., so although I feel like Phil Donahue has to be on there. And
he doesn't.
Maybe Jerry
and
West.
The thing is that with O.J., it's you're stuck in that, yes, obviously O.J., but it was just, it's so awful why. But take away the murders, would O.J. be on the top five?
Maybe.
I mean, he was that big.
Yeah.
Dude, he was a movie star. He was Heisman winner.
And then you add the murders.
Okay. Jay?
See, I did personal ones out of, like, the whole thing, not the top ones that you had. And I had Bill Walton, James Earl Jones, Donald Sutherland, Carl Weathers, and Tony Todd.
Okay. And then, I don't know, EA, if you did, if you had time.
Go ahead. James Earl Jones, Donald Sutherland, Quincy Jones, O.J. Simpson, and of course you guys are leaving out Liam Payne, we did so many E-Newses on him. He has to be in it.
Okay, well, he's not, but thank you for trying.
What about Chubbs?
So it sounds like that our top five, I think it is Willie Mays, O.J., Quincy Jones, James Earl Jones.
And Pete Rose.
And it's either Pete Rose or Bob Newhart.
Or Bill Walton showed up a couple times.
Yeah, but okay. How many had Bob Newhart? Just me?
And Lando, right?
I had him.
Okay.
Oh, okay, two.
Lando, did you have him on there?
I think he was an honorable mention.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then who has Pete Rose?
Me. No one else?
That's it? Yeah.
Just me?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know.
It's because of the haircut, probably.
Probably so, yeah.
I mean, he's not on Willie Mays' level.
I know, even though he's the all-time hit king.
Yeah.
Which is weird to say, he's not on Willie Mays' level.
Huh?
And would Pete Rose be as Pete Rosey had not have been for the scandal? Like, what do you know him more for?
These are questions that cannot be answered.
Well, I'm not going to fight for him, so he's off the list.
Okay, so... From Willie Mays...
Dave fought for Pete Rose to the death.
I need you guys now, very quickly, of these five, Willie Mays, O.J., Quincy Jones, James Earl Jones, Bob Newhart, give me your top two.
You're just making it more difficult.
We're getting down to number one here. So I'll go first. Mine, as far as impact, as far as globalness, all of that, I have Willie Mays and Quincy Jones.
I have Willie Mays and O.J.
Okay.
Willie Mays and O.J.
I got James Earl Jones and Quincy Jones.
James Earl and Willie Mays.
Quincy Jones for sure. And then, I guess, O.J.
Oh, my God.
No, Willie Mays.
Are you tallying this?
Quincy Jones and Willie Mays.
Okay. So that would leave us officially with a final two of Quincy Jones and Willie Mays.
Wow. Quincy Jones edging out O.J.
So now your final.
Willie Mays, that's easy.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have Quincy in my top five, so I got to go Willie Mays.
I would go Willie Mays.
Willie.
Quincy.
Lando.
Well, let's go Willie Mays.
Well, there you have it. Willie Mays.
Who
remember
what other group of people would pick Willie Mays out of that list?
Dude, it's Willie Mays.
I know, but like think if we had Ham and DJ today.
Yeah.
There's no way they vote for Willie Mays.
Yeah, they vote for Phil Lesh.
It would have been OJ.
Corby would be all over Toby Keith if we let him.
Okay.
Yeah, he's wearing his OU gear.
Let him.
Willie Mays is all right, but Quincy Jones is a pioneer in American entertainment. So
you're exactly right, and he made it to the final two. So, I mean, I completely – it's a tough year. Look, we did this a couple of years ago, and the number one death was Eddie Van Halen, who beat out Kobe Bryant. Remember that?
That's outrageous. Mm.
Is it?
Yes.
So what does Willie Mays get? Do we send the widow a ham?
Yes. We need to get DJ. He's the official ham sender outer, and he will send Lady Willie Mays a ham, if she still exists as well, which I doubt she does. All right, congratulations to Willie Mays and his entire family.